Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Now we're recording. So, yeah.
It's been a long time since we've done a Chitty Chat.
It has been a long time. I mean, this is the 10th one.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Man.
And, I mean, we've got special guest here today. The creator, also podcaster of the Fortress of Comic News, as well as, he's actually here to promote his comic that just came out, Battle Monsters. We've got Chris.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
That's good, man. Are you really going to?
I'm waiting.
Living the busy life.
Yeah, you got a new job, I saw or heard. How you like that?
Got a new day job, which opened up time, so that meant I had to go and find more things to fill up my time. So, between writing and doing two podcasts, I just started my Twitch channel, so I'm doing that now.
Yes, I saw that. I saw you post about that.
What do you do on your Twitch channel?
Right now, I'm playing Avengers.
Nice.
Comic books.
Exactly.
I got the little $5 beta test for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of fun.
Yeah. So I started and then I had to leave Civilization to go to a wedding. So
weddings.
I don't know if anyone's familiar with New York, but I was up in the Adirondacks where there was just no cell reception or human beings. Pretty sure we were outnumbered by bears.
Nice.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And
just don't let them get you. Get near that honey.
Yeah.
Or they're picking their
tables. You pick the slowest person, you lather them with honey.
Okay.
I told one of the boys, I said, I'm just going to throw them at the bear while we run away.
Distraction.
And they can just fend for the... Yeah. Someone asked me why I didn't choose one of the dogs. I said, because you don't throw a dog at a bear. That's just mean.
Yeah.
Dogs are loyal. They listen.
Kids don't. As we were just talking about.
But I started playing that campaign. It's fun. I mean, I haven't gotten too far into it. I haven't gotten too far into the end game stuff. I've just been playing through the campaign, but it's fun. It's cool because it's showing its own version of the growth of AIM, and you're slowly seeing MODOK be created. So that obviously is right up my alley.
Oh, nice.
And it's Kamala Khan's a character who's I read Champions. I don't really read her solo stuff, but she's really the main character in this game, and she's kind of fun.
Awesome. Yeah, that's one of the games I want to get, but I'm so behind on gaming. I still haven't gotten the Spider-Man game, which I need to get and play before Miles Morales comes out. Well, before the PS5 comes out.
I'd say you got some time.
I do. Yeah. Well, a couple months. PS5 comes out.
Are you going to buy the PS5 out when it first comes out?
If it has a pretty badass PS4 has.
I'm telling you right now, don't do it. Do you know how many problems they're going to have?
They
with
always
that?
Have one. They exactly. Every single time.
So yeah. If you wait six,
I know that
10
game.
Months till they've had, 16 different fuck-ups that they've fixed.
It's usually by the second iteration, it's better.
Yeah, about 8 to 10 months.
Oh, geez.
I'm actually kind of happy that this time around I can't afford it. So it's probably I'm hoping a year from now I will have recovered from COVID. And not that I had COVID, just that it really fucked up my work situation.
I'm allowed
to swear on this, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's explicitly tagged, don't worry.
I tagged it explicit early on and yeah, for one reason in particular.
That really screwed up everything. I didn't get laid off. I just had hours cut and all the
same
other
here.
Shit, so
exactly what happened to me. They cut us down to normally we were working 45 to 50 hours a week, and we were cut down to about 20 to 24. And on top of that, they told us, they're like, well, for all the hours you don't work, you're going to be able to get supplemental unemployment. And it's like, okay, cool. So, when we miss 3 days a week, we'll still be covered. Nope. I'm sorry, you've made too much money to be eligible for the unemployment. And it's like, oh, so the people that aren't working right now are making more money than me. Fantastic.
That was me.
So
you make more money than me normally, though.
Fair.
So I can't remember. I know you guys aren't from New York. I can't
Indiana.
Indiana. Okay. In New York, the employer has to opt into supplemental because they have to actually pay out some of it. Or it's some weird. Our state's stupid. Don't move here.
I think Indiana does the same thing.
Well, Indiana is required for them to have it, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So my employer, my former employer now, thank God, based everything on a 50-hour week. And I wasn't happy about it, but it is what it is. And when this all happened, they cut us down to like 35-40, which is still technically full-time. And they wouldn't opt into any kind of supplemental, and they wouldn't drop us down further so that we could hit the supplemental, which I think was 30. So it was basically just like, no, keep coming to work. And you know, at the time, we all thought, you know, this was going to be the thing that killed everybody everywhere all the time.
Yep.
So we're all just sitting there going like, oh, we're losing money to potentially put my family at risk. Okay. That was one of the final straws for me to leave there.
I don't blame you. I do not blame you one bit.
But yeah, so, you know, we got behind, like I'm sure so many people out there did. So I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that's what happened. And, so I just don't have the money to justify going out and buying a, you know, an Xbox One or PS4 or sorry,
yep,
whatever they are this time around.
The new generation.
Yeah.
PlayStation 5, Xbox 390. I don't know.
Yeah.
To go from 360 to one just made no sense.
Xbox 10.
I don't fucking get it. Series X, I think it's called Series X.
So. Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Xbox X. Yeah. One more and, X, and it's, you know, explicitly rated.
No, because I got three X's in there. Xbox X.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. No kids allowed to have the Xbox X.
There you go.
Well, it's kind of like that that new DC book for Dark Knight's Death Metal, Extreme, with three X's. And I'm pretty sure nobody told them what that means.
No.
Dude, Batman's running around in nothing but a thong.
Well, that's like, it's like the bat dick all over again. Like somebody was just like, I wonder if I can get this by.
I am so mad at DC for that, because the book itself, like Batman Damned, is actually a really good book. But all the media coverage was, oh, look, Batwang. The story's great.
Well, that's no different than the Spider-Woman ass thing.
Yeah, good point.
And then they even went as far as to show the Spider-Man cover that they mocked that off of, where Spider-Man's ass looks just as juicy as Spider-Woman's ass did. And they're like, well, it's not the same thing because that's a dude ass.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. I love there's a video that somebody put together when that was all like going down. Somebody put it together, and it was because people are going like, they would never do this to Spider-Man just because it's Spider-Woman. That's why they didn't. Whatever. Somebody put a
Peter
video
Parker's
together.
A phenomenal ass.
He does.
Yeah. And somebody literally put like everything together of like all the times they put Peter Parker in like these very provocative positions that are very similar. And there was one that's based on too. Yep. And I sent it to everybody who was saying that. Like, no, they would do this to Spider-Man. Like, it's just stop being so sensitive.
They've been doing it for years.
Understand. They've been whoring out Peter Parker for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it. I love it.
I was gonna say my old lady wants one of the new Xboxes because she plays Call of Duty or whatever with her friends. So we were gonna get that, and now we're both kind of sitting around going like, well, I guess we're not doing anything until the world stops collapsing.
Yeah, I don't know when that's. Oh. We were just talking about
that.
Don't
worry.
We don't know when it's gonna happen.
The billionaires have, you know, doubled and tripled their, you know, net worth, so it's fine.
Yeah,
everything will be fine in the end.
For
when
them.
We kill them.
Yeah. Well, we almost have to. Ugh.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what to do anymore.
The world's
rich.
But yeah, you got two podcasts. You've been on the show for Comic Book Rundown a couple different times, covering some books, and we've talked about your shows then. But if really?
I tried.
You did try. why don't you go ahead and give just a quick little synopsis of both Fortress of Comic News and Bat Friends, please.
So Fortress Comic News is kind of the linchpin of everything I do, of my quote-unquote business that doesn't make any money.
You're getting there.
So everything is based on that. Everything is named Fortress because of that. And that's just our weekly news show about comics. And we tend to have a guest on, you know, at least three times a month. Once in a while, we like to do it just the two of us because it's like when we first started, it was just Mike and I just sitting around talking. But yeah, we talk about the news, we talk about what we're reading, you know, what we're enjoying, and try to keep it as positive as possible until DC announces they're doing Milestone again, and I get mad.
Really? I thought you got to report
that. But we've had a bunch of creators, anything from the indiest of indie guy like myself, or to, I mean, we've had Kevin Eastman, Jeff Lemire. Some reason Colin Bunn keeps emailing me back to be on the show. I'm still perplexed by that I get an email from Colin Bunn every once in a while being like, hey, can I come on to promote this? I'm like, yeah, dude, like, you're Colin Bunn, you can do whatever you want.
That's awesome. Shit.
And you'll stop them. Yeah, so it's Colin Bunn's good people. Everybody, yeah, read Colin Bunn's books. He's good people.
We'll get there in years.
What's that?
Colin Bunn books.
What?
Venom is one of the major ones right now.
I went back. So I was never a Venom fan. Never in my life. And then Donnie Cates started writing Venom. And I was just, I have a man crush on Donnie Cates.
Cates. Why was I thinking Colin Bunn? I'm an idiot. Sorry. That's my
Colin Bunn did do a Venom run.
Did he? Okay.
So I was going to say, I went back and read Colin Bunn's Venom run. And I kind of realized that I do enjoy Venom. I just... you know, never gave him a fair shot. And that's just kind of nice when like a great writer takes over a character. And I'm like,
yes,
I don't really like, it's like with X-Men right now. I don't like X-Men. I just never cared for him, but Hickman took over and I'm enamored with X-Men all of a sudden. Like,
yeah.
It's just,
I know you've X-Men. Been talking about them. A couple other podcasts I listen to have been praising Hickman's run. So yeah, I'm the same way. Like we're reading a lot of the older ones, but I might try Powers of X and House of Ten or whatever the stupid things are called at some point in time. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm still not fully convinced that Hickman's not just trolling us all, but it's also good. So
the Colin Bunn book I was thinking of is The Sixth Gun.
Yes, that was the first book he ever did. Oh. And he was working in a diamond distribution warehouse when he wrote that book.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
we've covered that.
Those are the ones we read.
You were here on that one.
I'm pretty sure I read them though. You gave them to me along with something else.
Okay, I'm thinking about doing the next volume here soon. So I'll get you on that one. I gotta get Dayton or Dalton back on that one.
Yeah,
maybe Dakota. We'll see.
And quick inspiration for everybody, he wrote that book when he was in his mid-30s. It didn't publish until he was in his, I think, a couple of years later. So nice. He was older than I am. I believe you guys are the same age as I am.
Yep, we're about, I'm 37, 36,
35.
So 35. So
yeah. So basically, it's never too late, guys. Like, everybody out there, just give it a shot.
Do it, everybody!
So then we got Bat Friends, which came about later on. And that was, I threw out there, I was either going to do a Super Friends show or a Batman animated series show. And then my buddy Joe popped in and was like, we got to do Batman the animated series. And although Joe and I are somehow we're friends, but we're extremely different people. And the show just works because it's just Joe getting mad at things and me going like, yeah. That's stupid.
Ever since you started like naming the seasons, like season 2, episode whatever, and Joe getting pissed off, I laugh every time. It's wonderful.
It's one of those things where I don't think he's actually said to me outside. One of our other mutual friends is like, why do you keep doing that to Joe? I was like, because I know that somebody out there gets it, that we're just like really good friends and I'm just poking and prodding at him.
Yep.
So I'm glad to see that worked.
Yeah, it does.
But that show is actually that was originally going to be just we do the animated series. Since we're getting closer to the end of the animated series now, we've decided that we're going to keep going with it. And I think we're going to jump over to, what do we decide? Justice League?
Okay.
No, we were going to do, okay, so there's a few episodes of Superman, the animated series we're going to do because they're Batman's in them and it's Kevin Conroy. So
and then
we're going to go to Justice League and then we're going to go to Justice League Unlimited. And at some point, we're going to jump over to Batman Beyond, which I'm looking forward to.
Nice.
So we've got a timeline of years of podcasts.
I would throw my hat in for the Batman cartoon. That's a really good cartoon. It came out in, 2009 or 10 or something like that? I can't remember exactly. And 5 seasons, I think about 15 to 20 episodes a season. So that's something. you could find stuff to pick on that one. And it also has a movie, so.
Yeah. Yeah, because he fights Dracula in that.
Yeah. We'll be covering that at some point. For
Yeah, our basic goal, like if, I don't know, we can do what we want because it's our show.
Your show, but yeah.
We really want to get to Brave and the Bold, which in my opinion, outside of the animated series, is like the best animated Batman there is.
I will agree. That show was amazing.
Yeah. And so it just hits so many things like how they treat Aquaman. And mind you, I'm a huge Aquaman fan, and they just shit on Aquaman in that show, and I love it. And a bunch of the other characters that they bring in, I just...
Just the cast of characters that they do bring in, like the Phantom Stranger or the Gentleman Ghost, that guy. Deadman shows up for a little bit. I know, obviously, he teams up with Joker at one point in time. Like, it's an amazing show.
Yeah.
Great show. You'll watch it.
Sounds like we just hit like a bunch of our bingo.
Yeah, maybe.
Every time he brings up Batman the Animated Series, drink.
Oh shit. Maybe drunk. But
and then we're also working on things behind the scenes right now. We're talking about, we used to do this show called Game Night at the Fortress. I think it went on for like 4 episodes, and it was us playing D&D, but it was Star Wars D&D.
Oh, nice.
And that fell apart just because of there were so many people involved, and so many of them didn't want to be podcasters. So we're talking about possibly doing a He-Man one or the new Hellboy one that they're coming out with. That might happen. We're still in talks about that. And then Mike and I are working on audio drama too, where we're going to redo the George Miller Justice League movie.
Oh yeah. Maybe you're talking about that.
Yeah. And that's Mike's working on things right now with that, because I told him, you get pre-production because I'm gonna have to handle post-production, and it's gonna take over my life for probably a month.
Yeah,
but I'm looking forward to doing that. I think it's
Be awesome. That'd be totally awesome.
And that's all we have there for now. I mean, that's always growing. We're always getting, the show is always getting bigger, which is nice. And then, like I said, the other stuff I'm just doing on the side.
Now,
we're rolling into that, but.
Yeah, one thing you did on the side that made into maybe a potential business is your comic book.
Yes.
So why don't you talk a little bit about Battle Monsters? I know you were on here about what?
A month ago?
A couple months back. It was during quarantine. You weren't here because you were over there. A couple months back talking about it, and now it's been fully kickstarted. And I know you just sent out the physical copies to everybody. You've been saying that in the emails that I've been getting, because I backed it. And now it's in some stores in New York, correct?
Yeah. So we, for doing the show for all the years, we talked to so many people from, like I said, from super indie guys to guys that are super successful. And the thing I heard from every single one of them was just like, I just thought it'd be cool to try it. And either it's, you know, a cool side business for me, or it's just something I do for fun, or I'm now Jeff Lemire and I'm one of the biggest guys in the world. And I was like, oh, why not? Let's give it a shot. Let's see what I can do. And I had this story that I wanted to do. And I used to write a lot when I was younger, and I kind of dropped off from it. So I put it together, and then I started the terrible process of finding an artist. And I say that just because once you say, like, hey, I'm looking for an artist for this book, you're going to get about 200 emails and portfolios to go through, which is both nice and frustrating because it's a lot.
Yeah, you have to vet everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. So then basically that book started going along. Mike and I talked about it, and we were going to start our own kind of publishing thing. So we have Fortress Comics, which is where we're publishing my books right now. And we're focusing on that. Just because I want to build up the advertising arm of that with my books, so that when I bring someone else in, say, hey, let's publish yours the way we did mine, we can show them a track record. And this first Kickstarter, like I said, it was our first ever. There was a lot of very lucky situations with friends and family, admittedly, but we got it funded. And I just recently, within the past like 3 weeks, I got the books in the mail. sent out to all my backers with the exception of three who did a CGC version of it. And because of the pandemic, CGC is taking a lot longer than they normally do. So I'm waiting. Yeah, it happens. And they all know. I've talked to them all individually and sent out emails, and they get it. It's now available on our website. So if you go to fortresscomicnews.com, there's a store button. You can go there. You can get it digitally or physically through that. And I know that it works because people bought it, and I've sent it to them and gotten confirmation that they got the book.
Nice. Good. That's good. That's really important, actually.
Yes. That's available there. And it's also available on Drive-Thru Comics. If anybody likes Drive-Thru Comics, I actually, even though I make less off of it, if you're going to buy it digitally and you want a DRM free version, I suggest going to Drive-Thru just because my website allows me upload of X amount, and Drive-Thru does not have a maximum. So you're going to get the best possible version of Drive-Thru, where my website, it's readable. It's not bad. It's just not the best version you can get. Yeah. And we have been accepted by Comixology as well. I'm waiting on them to give me a date and when it'll be released.
Hey there, everyone. Just wanted to come in here with a quick update from Chris. Battle Monsters on Comixology will be up on September 23rd, this coming Wednesday. He got the word to me, so I wanted to let you guys know officially. So if you guys are interested, go check it out on Comixology or go to his website and go get it from there if you want to as well. Back to the episode.
So that book is pretty much done. I'm just doing kind of afterthought things on it and trying to get it. I've gotten into two stores. I'm in talks with a few other from Pennsylvania to New York. And if anybody out there wants it in their local comic shop, send me a link and I will talk to your shop owner too.
That's awesome.
And it was nice too, because one of the shops actually sold out and called me for more copies. So
that's awesome.
That was an amazing feeling.
Yeah. That's amazing.
We're currently working on issue 2.
Sorry to ask.
Kickstarter
as well, or?
Yes. So our plan is to build up a email subscriber list, which I have up. If you go to fortresscomics.com, which is comics with an X, because somebody else has CS, that just takes you straight to the email list. You'll get a free preview of the book, so you can check it out and then decide if you want to buy it. And then I try not to spam people. I felt like I was for a little bit there, so I've been down to like once a month. Unless I have a big announcement, like if we decide the Kickstarter starts tomorrow, you're going to get an email about that.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm not really emailing people out much. We're at a quiet time too, so it's tough to make up an email every week.
Correct.
So issue 2 is being worked on. I think we're about halfway through with the inks, and we started the colors a few weeks back. The luck I'm having, and I shouldn't say I, because it's my artist. The luck my artist is having right now is terrible because he's been in and out of the hospital. So it's been a little bit slower than I wanted it to be, but I understand.
Yeah.
And then, so that's going on, and my end of that is pretty much done until I get full colors back. So I've also been working on two other books, I'm hoping to release them next year because I want to get more than just one Kickstarter done in a year. And the basic idea is get the book done in hand, do the Kickstarter so we can get print copies and get kind of an excitement brewing of people, get it out into people's hands, and then try to do more traditional, sell it online, sell it at shops, so on and so forth.
Okay.
So we're hoping to grow that as we go along, but we'll take it as we get it for right now.
No, that works pretty well. Would you want to give a quick synopsis of what Battle Monsters is for anybody who is listening that hasn't heard, that didn't listen to it before?
So I'm a huge Pokemon fan, and it actually started off as a fan fiction thing, and I molded it into my own. But the basic premise is, what if like Meowth and the other Pokemon decided, like, we no longer have to be enslaved by these trainers and we're going to rise up? And then we are now living in the aftermath of that. So it's Pokemon meets Walking Dead is kind of the elevator pitch. And our main character has to go out and save the city he's in, or the town he's in, whatever you want to call it, because there's a, not a professor, but something like a professor out there that can help them with what's going on in the town, which is a some sort of electrical problem. And they go and find him. We find out things aren't what we think they are. So that's as condensed as I can without just giving story beats.
Of course.
But,
yeah.
But yeah, the big inspirations are Pokemon. And I, as I learned when looking in the mirror a few weeks back, I'm slowly turning into Robert Kirkman. So Walking Dead is another big influence on it.
I mean, is that really a bad thing? And look what he's given us: Walking Dead, Invincible, Die. Like, he's got some good things behind his under his belt.
I followed Kirkman forever, and I mean, not forever, but I met him in New York Comic Con years back, and he gave a thing for Image Comics, and he was supposed to do this like really cool black and white sci-fi book that never came out. I'm still really mad about it. But he was telling a story about how when he started in the industry, he was clean shaven and he was like this, you know, like chubby, clean shaven guy that nobody took seriously. Mm-hmm. And he looked back and he found all of his favorite writers. And we're talking like Alan Moore and so on and so forth. And he goes, they all have beards.
Yep.
So I'm going to grow a beard.
And then they took him seriously because he didn't look like a little boy.
Yeah.
Yes. And with my old employer, there was a rule of no beards for the longest time, and we fought it and finally got it changed. So about a year ago, I was like, I can grow my beard back. I'm so happy. And about 2 weeks ago, I was just like doing something. I'm just like looking in the mirror, I go, holy shit, I'm turning into Kirkman. It was not meant to happen. I'm just slowly turning into him. It's probably osmosis because I read everything he does. But
there you go. I still need to finish. I think I'm maybe only like 12 issues in to what's the one, Gideon Falls? That's a Kirkman, right?
No, that's Lemire.
Oblivion Song. That's what I'm thinking of. Sorry. Oblivion Song. I'm only like 12 issues into that one. And
Oblivion Song's funny because so many people are like, I see what he's doing. It's just another TV show idea.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he? I mean, yeah, fine. Make your money. I don't care. But when you actually read it and people are like, it's just a way for him to do, he can rescue this person every week. And that's the TV show. And then you get like, I think it's like 20 issues in and you realize like, that's not at all what the story is. We're at a point now in the story. I don't know what issue. I think we're on 26 right now.
I've got the first two volumes and that's as far as I've read. So. Yeah.
And so we're at a point now where it's just like that. That has nothing to do with what's going on anymore. So it's, I think he's got a blessing and a curse thing where he's been so successful that everybody wants to shit on him because everybody wants to be in the Kirkman business.
Well, and it comes out of nowhere. Like Die, for example, like he just didn't even give it to the solicits. Just, all right, here you go, comic stores. I'm giving you this book. And the first, what, 8 issues were pretty fucked up for one, but pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Like, and I just assumed it was done after that. And then I'm walking around the comic shop and I see issue like 10 out there. I'm like, oh, it's continuing on. Oh, okay. He took like a, what, 6-month break or something?
Yeah. And it's just, what he did with Negan Lives, like that's class right there.
Still haven't read that one. That's the only thing I haven't read.
It's a cool story. I could see where it moves. I could see him doing Walking Dead again with just Negan.
Yeah.
But well, I just like that he said, let's do this for the comic shops. Don't charge them a dime. Just send it out to them.
Nice.
And they, you know, I mean, not like they got rich off of it, but at a time where they were selling nothing, I mean,
yeah,
it's cool.
Well, here you go. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's created characters and franchises that just like people love. Like it's amazing. I'm looking forward to the upcoming Invincible Amazon Prime show.
Yeah, and there's stuff awesome in the MCU right now that's Kirkman. Like,
yeah,
100% Kirkman influence. And I love, my worry with the Invincible show is like, don't change the art too much. I think that Otley's art will meld well with an animated series. And I understand you got to change it a little bit, but
yeah,
don't go like full, I don't know, Family Guy on it, you know?
Correct.
Don't change it so much that I'm not going to recognize this story.
Well, so funny thing, we're going to be covering Invincible here soon. And I forgot that it wasn't Otley in the first like 8 issues. So I'm flipping through. I'm like, man, Otley's art has changed over the years. And that's awesome. And I think it was, I can't remember who the actual artist was. I'm like, oh, well, that's why it changed, because it's not the same artist.
Yeah.
But,
well, it's funny. It's the same with Walking Dead. That's Terry Moore, I believe, is the original artist.
Okay.
And Adler took over. Yeah. And nobody talks about Terry Moore, you know, once in a while, but it's all Adler. Yeah. And rightfully so, because he did a way more Walking Dead than Terry Moore did. Yeah, but
same with Otley. Say he did more Invincible than the other guy that I cannot remember whose name it is. Whoops. Yeah. So
I look forward to that show. I'm glad that, because I don't know if you remember, they did a MTV show that was like a motion comic of Invincible.
Vaguely.
It was really bad.
Okay.
As motion comics tend to be.
Yeah, I haven't seen any good ones. Not off the top of my head, anyway.
I own a few on DVD because there was a time where it was like, oh, this is cool. And then I watched them and realized, especially if you really want to hate yourself, watch the Watchmen motion comics.
I was going to bring that up. I think that's one I do have that one. I just haven't watched it.
Yeah, because they didn't hire a voice cast. They heard one dude. And when they get to the female parts, it's just him going like, and I like this. And it's like,
they're doing the audible or the audiobook style, where it's just one guy. And like when I listened to the Game of, well, the, what was the fifth book of the Song of Ice and Fire?
A Dance with Dragons.
Is that what? Okay. Yeah. I listened to that one, and yeah, it's just one guy, old British guy, does female voices pretty damn good, but still, it's one old British guy doing all the voices.
I can't do audiobooks because when I read books, I have certain ways people sound in my head.
Yeah.
And hearing them not sound like they're supposed to sound in my head,
that's,
is not right.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah. It's like, you know, whenever I read Batman, it's Kevin Conroy's voice in my head.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's the most obvious example, but I always bring that one up.
But it's a perfect example, especially for our generation. Like, we grew up with watching those shows. That's just the voice we have. Like, makes sense. So, let's see. Anything else we want to talk to Chris about? Can't think of.
We covered comic books, we covered movies, we covered TV.
Got some video game talk in there. I think that's probably...
Do we run out of nerdiness?
I mean, we can go more. I've always got more.
We could, but we also have another recording we got to do after this.
Oh, yeah.
Done, so.
Superman versus the Mole Man.
Yeah, we just started our new segment, Rundown Reviews, which we're covering comic book movies. Every comic book movie
that we can find.
TV made, direct DVD, animated.
Theatrical.
Theatrical. Obviously, that's a given. We just did, and this will come out here in about a month, and this episode will come out in middle of September here in like a week or two. The first episode of Rundown Review will be coming out at the beginning of November. And we just watched the 1978 Doctor Strange made for TV movie. And
there was a Doctor Strange made for TV movie.
Boy.
Yeah. Well, it was a pilot for a TV series.
Yes. That didn't come to fruition.
I could see that in that year, in that era. That would work in that era.
We don't want to give our thoughts on it yet. If you want to listen to it, go listen to the show. Or
to listen to the show.
Yes, wait to go listen to the show. Or you can go see the movie. It's on dailymotion.com.
Okay.
So you can go find it there. Somehow.
So
I found it somehow.
Some of these are obvious, but I'll throw them out there. The Nick Fury movie they did in the 80s.
That's going to be on there.
Is just a delight.
Yeah.
And they did not one, but two Captain America movies in the 90s.
I've seen one of them.
Oh, wait. Wrong.
And the second one, I believe it is, because it's been a while since I watched them. The villain is the Red Skull, but he's Italian.
Wait, that might have been the one that I watched. Is that the one where he has the motorcycle out of the back of the van?
Yes. It's delightful.
And he like gets the shit kicked out of him the whole movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, I've seen that one. I actually own that one.
Nice. Good. Because if I don't have to track it down.
I got the DVD. I can ship it out to you guys if you need it. But
yeah, I'm going to try to find if either between the two of us, if we have it on DVD or Blu-ray, on any streaming service that we have, or any streaming service I could find it on.
I think I have Superman 4 on VHS.
I've got them all right Fuck there. You. I bought the
but it's not the same if it's not on VHS, damn it.
I don't have a VCR hooked up.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Jesus. but yeah, like, it's going to be, we're in for a trip.
Long trip.
I'm gonna invite you on to one of those at some point in time, whichever one you want to come on.
I think
you
just said Captain America.
I think
America.
If you want, we also have the... The 1978 and 1979 Captain America movies. So, yeah, those would be fun.
Would you see for DC Fandom? I think it's next week they're doing it, like the comics one.
The TV and
they're
comics,
going.
Yeah,
yeah, they're going to recreate the 1940s Superman serials.
Yes, I did hear about.
Yeah,
that sounds actually kind of badass.
I don't know if they're going to do all of them, but they're going to do some of them for the show itself. I was like, that's a cool idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
especially to promote that thing they're doing with audio dramas for podcasts.
Yeah, I still need to listen to the Sandman one. I've heard nothing but great things about that. I should probably read the books first, but
Mike, what? Gaiman. So, yep. Yeah,
I've heard they're fantastic.
Oh, yeah, we'll cover those on the show at some point in time, but I just need to read them.
I'll say Mike listened to it, and he does not like the comic, and he says it's fantastic.
Okay.
I've read volume one of the comic, because it's one of those books of, like, I guess I'm supposed to read this. It's, like, in my contract. And it's slow.
So my girlfriend, I was buying her, like, a couple of trades that I could find, and she – and then even just getting them from the library, and she loved – the Sandman. Like I have them. They're in this house. I just haven't had a chance to read them. I think she said the same thing. It was starting out a little slow, but once you get like a couple issues in, it picks up. And even Gaiman was talking about at Fandom, he only wrote 12 issues because that's what you thought you had to write. And then DC's like, no, we like this. Let's keep going. Like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
It works.
So, yeah, I want to keep going in on that, but there's a few other series I want to get into. When does this go live?
This will hit, I believe, on the 19th. 19th or 20th, okay. I can't remember which.
Well, then you can cut this out. This will just be for you.
Go ahead.
If you go on Comixology right now, they're basically giving, Marvel's giving away like every Black Panther book ever made.
I saw that. I saw it. Is there an end date to that?
I don't know, but I just went on today and was like, click, 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 and end up getting like 300 Black Panther books. I'm just like, sure, free, I'll take
them. Yeah. It was also one of those things when I heard about Bozeman passing, that same day I got my shipment in from DCBS, and I had ordered the latest Avengers Epic Collection, and that's got Black Panther right on the cover. And I'm like, well, this is a sign. Okay, this is interesting. It was basically talks about his origins in that collection. So we'll be covering that here soon, probably. Yeah. That also has the Kree Skrull War in there. So,
oh, that's good stuff.
See, it's interesting you say that because everybody online says it's shit.
I love the Rick Jones Skrull War.
Okay.
Well, those people don't listen to negative people like that. See, this is the thing. Empire,
yeah,
and everybody started going like, and people are shitting on Empire, and I'm just like, I think Empire is awesome just because it's Kree Skrull War, and you added in plant people.
Nice. Okay.
I'm just like, I'm fine with this because I love Kree Skrull War.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, the Kree Skrull War was one of those books I'm like, I've always heard you should read at some point in time, just at least once. It will help build certain characters. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'll get to it at some point. And then they come out with this collection. I'm like, oh, perfect. This is perfect. I can cover it. Two birds, one stone.
And you guys did Death of Captain Marvel recently, right?
Not yet.
No.
Because that was 85, I think, when that hit.
Don't look at me. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know why I'm looking at you. I want to say it was in the 80s. We just got to the point with Captain Marvel where he meets up with Rick Jones, and now they're swapping bodies. So it's like late 60s, early 70s.
Because I'm trying to remember my timeline, but I believe that Kree Skrull War leads, like, the death of happens after, but, like, there's a big chunk of Captain Marvel in there. Yeah, or Marvel, sorry.
When I was flipping through, I did see Captain Marvel, playing somewhat of a big part in there. Because it's like a 9-issue story, 9 or 10-issue yeah. arc. But, yeah, so obviously Marvel being Kree is going to be a big thing, so
yeah
we'll get to that at some point.
So I'll just do a quick end plug and then maybe we'll keep talking. But yeah, everybody, ForgeComicNews.com, go to the store, you can buy the book there or Drive Through Comics, or just follow me, Fortress Chris, anywhere on Insta or on social media. I even have a Parler account because why not?
The hell, Parler.
It's Twitter, but not Twitter. And I was like, yeah, we'll see. I'll put stuff up on there.
Okay,
and people
sure.
click on them. So I'm just like, okay, if you're going to click on them, I'll keep posting on here.
I never heard of Parler.
1 + 1 = 2, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
One plus two?
We did that joke yesterday.
It's an old Kevin Smith adage. If it's a social media and I can be out there talking to people, I want to be on it.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And I'm pretty much that way unless it's named like the KKK network. Like, I won't be on that, but I'll be on almost anything else.
Love it.
See, oh yeah. So back on track, Fortress Chris on any social media, check me out there and you can follow and find out when it's on Comixology. And then my new endeavor, twitch.tv/FortressChris. I'm currently playing Avengers. I'll soon be playing Pokemon, Tony Hawk, you know, 90s kid stuff.
Yeah.
Perfect. Wait, are we talking like the old Tony Hawks or are you talking like
they're re-releasing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know if he was playing the re-released ones that have been updated or if he's playing the old ones. Well,
I have to go and get my copy of the most recent. Is it a remake or an HD or I don't know, but
so I was told it was a
remastered.
Yeah. Cause I think it's okay. From my understanding, it's all the same levels updated, but it's the same music, which is the important thing.
Yes.
Hey, as long as you do the same things and do the same tricks, we're cool.
Yeah.
Well, they did a HD remaster years ago. That was really good.
Okay.
And now we're talking like 360 era.
Oh, okay.
I think I still have it on my PC, so I might even play that while I'm waiting to get my other copy. But and that was, it didn't have, the music was different, which is a big thing there. But it did have the feel of the game. And I was just like, okay, like I can go online and kill people in this. Let's do it. So anybody wants to challenge me on Tony Hawk, I accept all challenges in Tony Hawk. Yeah, but I'm going to be playing Avengers. I've got this Nexomon, Pokemon. If it's anything like Pokemon, I'll play it.
Hey, real quick, settle a debate for us. What's better, Pokemon or Digimon?
He's going to say Pokemon. He's wearing a Pokemon shirt.
Don't ask stupid questions.
See, Joey likes Digimon.
I'm a Digimon fan.
I liked you, man.
I can never get into Pokemon.
You didn't try hard enough. You don't even have to try hard. It's a fantastic game.
So I never really got into Digimon, and it's because Pokemon just like took over my life at that point.
I think I didn't get into Pokemon because everybody was like all into Pokemon when I went to school. I'm like, no, Pokemon's stupid. I like this Digimon thing. I don't know.
So you're original hipster is what you're telling me.
Exactly. I was trying to be that guy. I don't know.
So oh, yeah, well, I've been wearing wife beaters since third grade when they were thought to be bras, so fuck you.
Damn. I was going to say, really, the lasting, what's better, Pokemon and Digimon? Pokemon is still coming out, whereas Digimon comes out every 3 years, maybe.
They're still making Digimon?
TV shows.
Yeah.
They're still making Digimon TV shows?
No, no. They're still making games, too.
Are they?
There's a new one coming out next year, and there's an MMO Digimon. I discovered that, and I was like, I installed it on my PC because it's like free to play.
Obviously.
One day I might try this out. But yeah, there's still Digimon stuff coming out.
Oh, man. Like I got my daughter into Digimon. I think I showed her the first series, and she loved it. And so over the last like 2 years, the original kids, they've been putting out a new series with them, but they're older, like high school somewhat age now, and they've been putting them out in movies, and my daughter loved those, so I got all those, and we've been watching those randomly here and there, and I know they continue from that. It's basically anything after the second season when they got rid of the original kids,
except for the two younger ones.
Well, they were in the second season too.
Yeah,
but I'm saying anything past that, like season two, was still kind of canon. Yeah, they just got, they like kind of shoved it off to the side, like, we did these, sure, but you don't go looking for these. Go back to the original people. These guys are better. They're right. I mean, the first season was amazing. So I don't know.
So I don't know if I ever told you the story or not, but when we were doing the campaign for Kickstarter, mm-hmm. there was a story that came out about the original writer for Pokemon, the animated series.
Okay.
And he said, like, yeah, I didn't expect it to go very far. It was like a stupid thing, but I had this idea where at the end of whenever they canceled the show, I was going to do the story arc about the Pokemon just uprising and running away from all the trainers. And I was just like, son of a bitch.
Hey, at least they haven't, you know, canceled the show yet.
Yeah. So. And your book has been published. So
yeah,
you got it.
So I remember he never responded to me because I'm me, but I sent him something on Twitter, and I was just like, you should read my book, and I was hoping he would send it out or something, but no, never did. I was just like, at least great minds, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
right? Like, I mean,
he's like, fuck this little son of a bitch that took my story. I'm not telling anybody about it.
I love it. No, that's awesome.
Oh, and if you... Okay, here's a great ending, because I forgot about this, too.
Okay.
You can put the show. Everybody out there, I have a very important thing that I've been trying to push... trying to make this world a better place. So if you want to participate, I strongly encourage you. There's an orange menace in our life that we need to get rid of. It is called Pumpkin. So if you go on Twitter, you can follow @BoycottPumpkin, and we will all take down Big Pumpkin together. Because we all know pumpkin coffee, pumpkin donuts, it tastes like shit. We all know it.
Hold on just a second.
We let Big Pumpkin get away
Emily,
with it.
No, you stop. Girlfriend loves pumpkin spice.
So if you want to join the movement and make real change in this world, hashtag boycott Big Pumpkin, or
that's at Big... recording. Look, no, hey, we want basic white girls to follow us too, okay? Don't start this shit.
I don't care who follows me, just give me the clicks.
Exactly. That's my thing too. I mean, within reason. When you come on, like, one of my things start being a dick, I'm just like, no,
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
need this.
Good point. Yeah. Yes.
I'm I get pretty enough open-minded. Of this in my life.
Yeah, I'm pretty open-minded when it comes to a lot of things. Not some things. I'm very, like, no, it's this
there are always hard limits on everything.
Yes, but...
Yeah. That's why we have safe words.
We're recording, so you can use anything I say, but I've had this conversation, too, with people who... like, because I'm sure you feel the same way I do about comic skaters.
Yes.
But I've met some people, like, so my feeling is that, like, the people on the top are dickheads and they're pieces of shit. And I'm sure there's plenty of people in the middle and at the bottom that are too. But I've met some people that are making comics or just in the community or whatever who, for some reason, I'm like, you're a good person. Why are you doing hashtag comicscape? and, you know, talk to them and start to get into it and eventually get them to stop because they realize, like, oh, wait, like, this isn't what I thought it was. This is a hate group.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I always push for people, like, if you reach out and they're still a dick, it's okay, they're a dick. You can be what you want back. But sometimes if we reach out to these people, we can bring them back. And we can get good people who are just went down a wrong path. And this goes for anything in life. It doesn't just have to be comics, Kate. And I've really been pushing that too with people who are like going online just yelling at comic skaters. And a part of me gets it, like, you know, Vance Griver's a dickhole. But
yeah.
And I know we both love his art, but he's a dickhole.
It's one of those things with him and then everything that's been going on with Fisher and his allegations with Jeff Johns. It's really put my Green Lantern love in question. That it's like, do I cover it on the show? Or do I not because of, like, separating the people from the work versus no, they're all bad. Just get rid of it all. Like it's rough. It sucks.
It's rough. But my feeling always is like, there's a definite difference between Vance Scriver, who's a self-proclaimed Nazi and misogynist, and some dude who's just like, oh, I wish Cap was like just Steve again. You know, okay. Like, and some of those people are that way. And you can bring it back and be like, I don't agree. I thought that Sam was great Captain America, but
yeah,
you can feel that way. But listen, like, this is the dude that's like the leader of your group. And then they start reading and it's like, oh, I don't agree with any of this shit.
Yeah.
It's like, yes. So come back here. We'll have conversations and you don't have to be yelled at all the time. Well, he still will, but
yeah, you know, yeah.
The Jeff Johns thing, though, I am very hesitant to say that he's what Fisher says he is.
Okay.
Because nobody's come out to defend Fisher.
Okay.
And that's my problem. I'm not saying Fisher's lying. I'm just saying it's very suspicious that nobody's come out to defend Fisher.
I think I'm rational in a way as NDAs for everybody. That only goes so far, though. Like, and I get that, it's very tough and very sticky situation that is going on. It's very messy. Like, it's like when WB like made their statement, and then Ray Fisher came back with another statement. It's like, no, I am doing this with them. It's like, all right, now big companies are bad, yes, but what is really going on? I myself, and I don't post it, but I stand with Ray Fisher. That's just me. I'm not saying everybody has to. I'm not saying everybody doesn't have to. But it's like, yes, I would like to have the full story. I would like to see everything. Yeah. And we don't have everything yet. And we won't have everything for a while.
What I like to let everybody know is that I'm very open to being wrong. And what I mean by that is, if I'm wrong, I'll tell, like, if it comes out tomorrow that all this is true, and I've said out loud that I think that I don't know if it's true because of this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And let's say Jeff Johns apologizes tomorrow and says I was a dickhead. I'll be the next one on Fortress Comic News 180 to be like, hey, I guess I was wrong about this. And this is what happened.
Yeah.
And
that's called being, you know, open-minded about it.
Yeah. As being an adult, it's exactly. Understanding your faults. Like, that's the big thing. It's owning up to what you did wrong.
You saw it in the campaign too. I admit it to everybody. I made a lot of mistakes during that campaign.
Yes.
And what I promised was those mistakes are written down, and I know not to purposely go down that path again next time.
You learned,
and that's called being a human being.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But I'm just worried because some of the things are weird, like Jeff Johns saying, like, I'm going to ruin your career. Like, no offense, but who's Jeff Johns in this industry?
Especially in the movie industry, in the TV industry. Now, he is getting big in TV with Stargirl and pushing the DC universe.
But let's rewind to Justice League when he's first getting this job.
Yes.
Like, he's nobody. He's just the dude that wrote Flash years back in Teen Titans. Like,
yeah.
And
Green Lantern. And
yeah.
Just Society of America, like,
yeah. So inside comics, he's a big deal, but in movies, he's nobody. Yeah. So I was a little weird about that comment, and then I also was a little weird on what was the other thing he did?
The Hamada.
Oh yeah, the other thing was like that comment happened, and he's like, "And Geoff Johns is going to ruin my career," and say he was going to stop the Cyborg movie. It's like, well, so I'll be honest, nobody was going to go see the Cyborg movie.
I mean, I would have. I go see it was going to be movie in theaters. That's just I went and saw Bloodshot in theaters. I paid for that.
Listen, I would go Bloodshot. See it. I'm just saying that would have been the lowest grossing DC comic movie. So it's not like
it's not like they have a high bar though.
Hold on. Shut up. Hold on. We got Catwoman. Don't forget about the Catwoman, okay?
Oh, I'm saying of the
DCEU.
If we go back to the DCEU, we have the timeline. Out of those, that was going to be the lowest grossing.
I'll agree with that one. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And yeah, there's a few other things like, and then I understand what you're saying with like NDAs and everything, but like if Joss Whedon's this way, like why haven't I heard from Marvel people, Buffy people, and I'm
Firefly people.
The funny thing is, I agree with you. Totally agree with you. After Fisher came out, then I started hearing like Charisma Carpenter, what's her name from Buffy and Angel? Can't remember her name now.
Huh?
Cordelia. There we go.
I was just thinking about Charisma Carpenter.
Fair.
Playboy 2000.
Motherfuckers got it. Wow. I shouldn't be surprised. But like she came out and was saying a couple things, and then Joss Whedon's wife's coming out. Okay, sure. Why didn't they come out before? Or maybe they tried to and their voices just got, beat down.
Wait, so they came out and said that similar things happened in their experience?
So Charisma Carpenter said that the reason she got written off of the show was because she got pregnant and Joss Whedon basically hated her for that. Like, there was a whole other arc that they were going to put with her in Angel, but she got pregnant and then he kicked her off, which by kicking her off put her in a coma for a season and a half. And she came back for like episode 100 and then died. And then...
Okay. That changes things a little bit for me. Because the way I've been looking at it is I'm just like, nobody. I haven't seen anybody say anything about it.
Look into that, because I don't – my wording is off. I know that.
Yeah.
But I heard about that after Ray Fisher came out and said something. So, again, maybe she said something before and just got like stuck in the comments and nobody saw it. But – when his wife is also coming out saying that, yeah, no, he's, what did she say? I actually am not going to say that because I don't remember what she said, so I'm not going to be stuck with libel there. But she was talking bad about Joss Whedon too, or ex-wife, I guess I should say, because they're divorced now. There's people that have come out and said stuff. The Marvel people hadn't said anything. I haven't heard anything. Me personally have not read or heard anything from them. So, take that with a grain of salt. But
yeah, I literally saw nothing. And that's what was confusing me. Is like, usually somebody says something.
Somebody from other projects would back him up. Yeah, you're right.
And
I would just assume that anybody that worked on Justice League obviously couldn't say anything because Cavill was coming back as Superman. Gal's got Wonder Woman in the works. Ezra has got Flash in the works. Ben was the only one who was in the air. He was quote unquote gone, but now he's coming back. So they're not going to say anything. And then, Momoa has got such a great relationship with Snyder anyway. He's not going to say anything. Plus Aquaman too.
Fisher had the most to lose.
Correct.
Like everybody else is going to leave. I mean, Miller as well, but pretty much everybody else is going to leave that and still have a career.
Yeah. They have projects coming along down the road. Ray Fisher has nothing. So, yeah, like, I get nobody else saying anything, but, like, this was Ray Fisher's supposed to be his breakout role, and now he is nobody. Like, he, his career's it's ended, which sucks because I did enjoy him for what I can remember from Justice League, because I can't remember a lot because I've only seen it in theaters and I haven't watched it since.
Amen to that.
Oh, yeah,
we have to watch it again.
We'll have to watch it, yeah, at some point.
Yeah, 4 hours of it. It's going to be awesome.
No, no, no. The first one. The Joss Whedon one. Oh, yeah. No, I'm all down for Zack Snyder's Justice League. I am. I'm gung-ho. Like, seriously.
I'm of two minds of this. One, I'm super excited because we're finally going to get, like, we're going to see what it could have been, yes, and what it should have been.
Yes.
But then I'm like, as soon as those credits roll, I'm going to be super depressed that it's not going to go any further.
So I'm thinking it might. I'm thinking they might have something on the back burner, like in the works, either more live action or maybe even some like cartoons. Like it's HBO. They can do, you know, the fuck they want.
Yeah,
it won't be the same.
Part of it was when we were getting leading up to it, and I was very vocally down on BVS. But I was still just like, but we're going to get Darkseid on the big screen. Yeah. And this was after I got the, like, years ago, got the big reveal of Thanos on the big screen. I was like, oh, man, it's going to happen. We're going to go to Apocalypse and, like, movie two. We're going to do this. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And then we got, you know, Russian family running away from parademons. I was like, this isn't a bad movie, but... It's not what I thought it was going to be. And then when it bombed, I was just like, oh, well, that's it for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with you. Like, there are some good parts in the theatrical release of Justice League.
Mm.
Some good parts.
Where were those?
Mostly Jason Momoa.
I just said Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot's amazing, too. Yes. But ultimately, yeah, I wanted to see what was supposed to happen. I wanted to see Zack Snyder finish his vision that he started, I mean, technically with BVS, but, you know, originally with Man of Steel. I wanted to see the thing, you know, complete. And I was dead set we weren't going to get it. Like, I just assumed we weren't going to get it. What really clued me into, obviously, the release Snyder Cut movement was a big thing, but what really kind of got me excited was when they had a plan to watch Man of Steel, like with commentary, in the middle of June. And Snyder's like, no, let's move that up 2 weeks. Why are you moving it up, Zack Snyder? Like, why would you do that? You got something to say. You've got something's coming. So, like, I even told a friend, I'm like, look, I'm at work. I won't be able to watch this. When they announce Zack Snyder's Justice League is coming, text me. Because, like, I was just that confident. He texts me, we're getting it on HBO Max. I'm like, fuck yes.
Yeah, when the rumors started hitting, I was just like, this is obviously going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
My big gripe with the release of Snyder Cut movement is what happened afterwards, which is now people are calling for the air cut of Suicide Squad. And I just want to look at all of them and scream in their face, stop. Suicide Squad was not good. There's nothing that can make it good. We don't need more of it.
This guy right here.
You like Suicide Squad?
No, I'm agreeing with you wholeheartedly.
I
saw it in theaters and I'm like, what the fuck did I just pay for?
I was disappointed walking out of that. I will not lie. What?
The only reason that would have been...
Margot Robbie's hot. That's the only thing.
I was going to say Margot Robbie naked would have only been the way they could have saved that.
Well, I mean...
I would watch it again if I found out in that other cut
got naked. I feel like you could save that movie. First of all... There's a sequence in the beginning where they're going through the roll call, which is like probably the best sequence of the whole movie. Include the entire cast, because as soon as you didn't show Slipknot, I just go, oh, Slipknot's dead.
Exactly. Yes.
That's a minor gripe, but it bugs me every time. But two, they went too big. Like, it should have just been all about Joker got loose and we need to get him back. And if you did that, you could have made a good to like, okay, to good movie. But so, you had to go Enchantress, and then the CG on Enchantress just made me sick.
I was definitely not a fan of her hip dancing the entire time.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. The actress, I can't remember, or model turned actress, I can't remember her name. Amazing. Good. She did a decent job, but the hip movement was just annoying. One thing that got me, like, I'm not going to say I would love to see an air cut. I'm not going to ever... like, be disappointed if we ever got one, but I'm not going to, like, be, oh, yes, we need to see it. But after reading that this was supposed to connect better to Justice League, like all of those eyeball monsters were supposed to be parademons, and she was going to have Enchantress was going to have some connection to Apocalypse and Darkseid. Like she asked them for help or something. Like, okay, I would like to see that in movie, but they squashed that like before even pre-production. So whatever would have happened with that movie, like, eh.
A lot of the stuff I read about the Ayer Cut movement, though, is like, but, you know, Joker was really good, guys. Like, we have scenes. He's really good. It's like,
sure.
No, like, I don't hate Jared Leto Joker, but, like, let's stop pretending like it was, you know, the second coming of Dark Knight. Like,
I did rewatch it a couple months ago, and I shat on Joker for, like, because it... fresh off of Heath Ledger, like nobody can be as good as Heath Ledger. So I'm like, this is our next iteration in live action. This is crap. I gave it a more open minded than last time I watched it, and I still think he was in the movie too much. I think had he just been in like flashbacks of Harley getting captured by Batman, that would have been fine. He didn't do a terrible job.
No, and at the time I shat on him a lot, and I after rethinking and rewatching, I was just like, but there is a version of the Joker that was just a crime lord.
Yes.
And he wasn't just an insane dude who went like that we know in these days. So it fits. The only thing I want to know is I want someone to go on record and tell us if we were all right and he is actually Jason Todd all along.
That would be pretty awesome.
Because that was the best possible storyline out of BVS that we got. And I almost think that Geoff Johns is doing it in Three Jokers.
That first issue. Oh, man.
Yeah.
The only bad side, are you still referring, because they've actually come out with BVS saying that Robin was Dick Grayson.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Okay. No, I did not realize
that. Okay. Because, I mean, I could see that being, like, Jason Todd becoming Joker and then killing Dick Grayson. So that could still, in theory, work.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they came out and said, I can't remember who said it. Somebody said it a few months back during the quarantine times.
I think after that movie came out, like I watched it in theaters and I watched it once more. And I just haven't thought about it because I so didn't like it that I don't want to sit there. I don't want to sit there and reflect on it. Like, I don't want to be all the people that hated Last Jedi. They're just like, oh, man, it's so bad that it just ruins my entire life.
Didn't watch anything after The Last Jedi, so I didn't have to worry about it.
That's actually a good point, because Last Jedi was good.
If you say so.
Second best Star Wars movie ever made.
Thank you.
Which one's the...
Empire?
No. Empire's... Which one was Last Jedi? Was that the
middle one? The right...
Oh, wait, I haven't even watched that one yet. I was talking
Force
about
Awakens,
Force Awakens was god-awful.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't watched anything since then, because I tried watching Solo. And I was disappointed in that. I fell asleep during
Rogue One, aren't you?
Huh?
Rogue One?
Yeah. I fell asleep during that. I woke up again and then fell asleep again.
Why are we friends?
And I feel like there was something else that I tried to watch for those.
Because I think there's only been two.
No, I tried to watch The Force Awakens three times before I got all the way through it.
Oh, wow. So you just didn't like the Disney era. You're just not liking the Disney era.
I'm not particularly fond of it. And it's nothing to do with... A lot of it has to do with the cheap pops that they do in it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just... It doesn't feel right, I guess. It feels too Disney, if that makes any sense to you.
Okay.
It's like watching... what is that? The Runaways?
On Hulu?
Yeah. Or no, it's on Disney Plus.
Well, yes, but it was on Hulu.
Okay.
It was originally Hulu.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that yet. So.
It feels a little kidsy to me, and I don't like it. I like most everything else that Marvel's come out with, like as far as their TV shows go, but that one is so high school drama. Like.
I agree with you, but I really like that. I haven't watched anything past the first season. I like the first season.
I don't know if I've made it through the first season yet or not.
I don't disagree with you. That might just be a taste thing.
Yeah.
That like it doesn't bother me, but you know.
But I also feel like these new Star Wars were I don't want to say dumbed down, but they were definitely less serious, so, I guess.
This is the problem with the Disney era. I enjoy Force Awakens. Like, Force Awakens, I haven't smiled that hard in my life because I was just so happy that Star Wars is back. Like,
correct.
So thrilled.
No, wait. I have watched The Last Jedi because I thought that new Jedi chick was going to get with the black pilot dude, and then they didn't. And it just, I don't remember the names.
okay.
But like, it completely ruined like what should have happened. And it felt like it was, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I remember that part.
That leads into my point. So Force Awakens, I felt, needed to happen because they need to come out and say, like, we can make a Star Wars movie. It's a complete ripoff of New Hope.
Yep.
I get it. Beat for beat is New Hope. But it needed to happen just so they could be like, all right, guys, like, we can make a Star Wars movie. Just here it is. The problem then after is that nobody was watching to make sure that everything lined up. So they right let there. Ryan Johnson come in and just say, fuck all that. We're doing something different, which I loved because I don't think that Star Wars has to follow a formula. I think we could do different things with it. But then Twitter came out and hated it. So Disney panicked and said, bring them back and we'll do another one. And then the last movie just made no goddamn sense because there was no plan all along.
Well, the last movie, like Rise of Skywalker, literally just it was 2.5 hours of a rehashing of Last Jedi and then a new whatever they this whatever
it was. Did. Yeah, my feeling was 2 hours of the Last Jedi didn't happen, guys.
Yeah.
Here we go. Move forward.
Yep.
But like if you would have set up Rey as Palpatine's granddaughter, spoilers, everybody.
yeah.
Like in the first movie, I would have been much more excited about that reveal.
Correct. Which I get. Like so for Force Awakens, Emily and I, my girlfriend and I, we went down to Alabama to go watch it with some friends. Like we saw it opening night here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Drove down to Alabama the next day to go watch it with friends in theaters because we actually liked it that much. And we actually this was another podcasting. Friends that we made, they had a Star Wars podcast back in the day. They don't have it anymore, but we met up with them and watched it. And at that time, I remember talking to them when Rey like gets her power and starts fighting Kylo. Like she is on like a hunt for him. Like she is attacking him and just viciously going for him. I'm like, oh hey, wouldn't it be funny if she was like Palpatine's kid or something? Ha ha ha. And then fast forward 4 years. Oh, look, it's Palpatine's kid. Like, what the fuck? Like, I was joking about that. But, okay. Like, I guess if you dig into it, it would make sense. But I honestly don't think they had that plan when Force Awakens came out. Or if Abrams did, and maybe he should have shared it.
What they were doing was they were waiting for the best fan theory to come out, and then they went with that.
Maybe.
Well, that's the problem is everybody, like, there was... I from the conversations I had from the people I've met and everything, I feel like there's more people who enjoy Last Jedi than people who just outright despise it. But the people who outright despised it went online and said, Disney, you're fucking it up. And so they had to fix it.
Well, that's same with DC and BVS. Like people, the internet
they didn't need to fix that.
Batman vs. Superman did suck.
Listen, both of you. I like it. Shut up.
No, that's fine. We're not telling you that you have bad taste.
What'd you say? What's your name?
But
Bartha. Oh, for fuck's sake.
My dad banged a chick named Martha too.
Oh look.
Let's be best friends.
Stop. Fuck it, man. Alright, this is gonna be our longest chitty chat, so let's go ahead and end it there. End it on a shitty note.
You're welcome.
Fuckers. But yes, Chris, thanks for coming on here. Thanks for pimping out your stuff. You pimping out your podcast and your book, mainly your new comic book. Do you have any, just last question. any idea or inkling when the second issue will hit Kickstarter or any idea when you might start putting that up there?
No, because
I know you said your artist is having
some Kelly's right been in and out of the hospital all of August.
Yeah.
And he's because it's nothing like it's not against cancer or anything, but knock on wood.
Yeah.
But but he had like he has really bad back problems. He had an accident last year. It was a miracle he finished the book when he did because he was actually in the hospital for a little bit after a motorcycle accident. And so, yeah, so he's been because I messaged him here and there. I knew he was in the hospital, but I'll just be like, hey, man, how's it going? Like, how's the book? and he'll fill me up on everything.
Yeah.
That's why I've jumped in and started writing other stuff. Like, nothing that's going to be as long as Battle Monsters, but quick, like, either one shot or two issue stories that I want to get done.
Okay.
So hopefully soon. I'll let everybody know as soon as I know.
Okay.
Because right. I want y'all to read it.
I do want
to. Since I've ended the show like five times already, I'll end it again.
That's fine. It's totally fine.
Fortress Chris on Twitter, chrisrunt.com. Go to those two places.
Yeah, we'll have all that in our show notes, and obviously I'll be pimping it out when this goes live. So, Chris, thanks again, man. Really appreciate. Really love talking to you. Love to have you back on in the future.
Yeah, if you want to come on and just have me rail on about movies sometime, we can do that too.
Yeah.
I think that when we watch Batman versus Superman, he should be on there with us. That way I'm not alone in my
There's a lot of people I could put on there to shit on BVS.
Okay, how many people could we get on here at one time? That'd be fantastic.
On this program, only four.
Damn it.
So
we get in the room and then on this
a lot more.
So you're just going to hit end on me sometime, but you guys saw Joker, right?
Yes.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Oh.
Not yet.
Positive life decision.
Hold on.
I refused to see Joker for the longest time because I was like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Don't want to do it. And then finally Mike convinced me to do it, and I went and saw it. And I was like, it would be good if it wasn't a Joker movie. But we get to the end of the movie, and what do they do? Spoiler. They do the Batman origin. And so I get out of the movie theater and I call Mike and I say, you're a son of a bitch. You know that? He goes, the Batman origin, right? I was like, yeah, you purposely did not tell me that they did the Batman origin. He goes, yeah, because you wouldn't have seen it because you hate that origin so much because it's told so many times and we don't need to tell it anymore. Anybody that makes Batman stuff, stop telling the origin. We get it. His parents are dead.
Now hold on. I can guarantee. Yeah, he's got
origin reveal right there on
Superhero our bingo, bingo board. I can guarantee there was one. We broke Chris. There is one Batman origin story that I guarantee you liked, and that is the Teen Titans Go to the Movies Batman origin story.
Yes, because it was fantastic when they went back and they're just like, we got to save Batman, pushes his parents in the
exactly. alley. I love that origin story. That thing's amazing.
Yeah, but I'm so beyond sick of his origin. I get it. Like,
well, yeah. No, you're not wrong. But that's no different than any Spider-Man origin having Uncle Ben die. So
I'm with you there too.
Thankfully, that's the MCU as it is now.
They didn't do it.
They skipped over that because everybody already knows it.
100 times over, everybody already knows it.
And that's my point. As you did a Spider-Man movie, it was super successful and people loved it. And you now never once showed him getting bitten by a spider.
Correct. So, all right, I'm ending this now.
All right, I'll let you guys go. So, I'm going to rant forever if you don't.